Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I was just surprised to see the story in the Tribune the other day, and it said, federal program offers cash to cover COVID-19 funeral costs up to $9,000. And then there's the story of people who either were strapped for cash or their life was in turmoil. They didn't know how they were going to pay for the expenses. And then lo and behold, there's this federal program. If someone passes away of COVID, the federal government will pay for the funeral costs. This is part of a $1.5 billion. It says here on December 6th, about 226,000 people had shared in the nearly $1.5 billion that FEMA has spent on funeral costs that occurred after January 20th, 2020. If you know someone who died of COVID post January 20, 2020, and you've got the receipts, I think you can even still submit them. We've reached out to a local funeral director, Charles. I want to make sure I get your last name right, Charles. Is it Hitzman or Heitzman? You're on WGN. How are you, Charles?
Hi, good morning. You were correct on the first time. It's Charles Hitzman. I'm a fifth-generation funeral director at my family funeral home, Hitzman Funeral Home in Brookfield.
So I guess you know a little bit about this, huh, Charles?
Yes, we've been assisting families in the western suburbs since basically the April time frame of 2020. And it is time frame of 2021 here when assistance started. And we've assisted several dozen families through this process. I do have some families who were able to apply right away, others that waited, and I still have some families that are securing some of their documentation to do so.
Are there income caps? Does anybody apply for this, or is anybody eligible for this?
Just about everybody is eligible. There are some citizen or nationality requirement, nationalism requirements that do apply. There are no income levels. There are some restrictions as to how it is paid for. It is a reimbursement program where it actually does not pay the funeral home directly, but it reimburses the family members or the friends of the deceased that do incur those expenses for the funeral choices that they make.
Sounds like you've got to be a U.S. citizen. I don't suppose they draw a line on nationality, but you have to be a U.S. citizen?
That's where I stumbled there a little bit on that. There are some requirements. I do not believe that you need to actually be a formalized citizen. The FEMA does take those cases case by case and looks at it. We do not make the decisions as to the amount of reimbursement and who can and cannot. That's all done through FEMA.
According to the story in the paper, though, it sounds like almost all of the costs, including if there is a clergyman that is officiating at a service, you can even get those costs covered. Just keep the receipts and send them in, huh?
That's correct. And for most of the families that we serve, most of those costs all end up on one statement that is provided to the family that is able to more easily submit that. So just about any costs that are incurred in regards to services that are provided are reimbursable, even up to some transportation costs for family members to come for identification purposes of the decedent, right down to cemetery expenses and marker expenses can all be included in that reimbursement.
I heard earlier in the year that it's hard to get a headstone because of the supply chain issues. Do you know much about that?
Our supplier has had a little bit of delays, but they are working through it. The supply chain, they do use some local granite here in the Midwest. But we've had some minor delays in merchandise that's offered for funeral services, but mm-hmm. It really hasn't been too bad at this point in time.
Let me just quote. This is from SentinelandEnterprise.com. I think this is an Associated Press story. This is an AP story. It says here, expenses covered under the FEMA program include funeral services, cremation, interment, the costs for caskets or urns, burial plots, ceremonial niches, markers or headstones, transportation or transfer of remains, clergy or officiant services, and the use of funeral home equipment or staff. And I guess all of that would be on the receipt, as you say. So I've got to have the cash up front, or however people finance these things, and then I turn it in. And it sounds like it can be up to 100% replacement, up to $9,000.
That is absolutely correct. So just about any expense that's incurred in the services and burial or cremation that is chosen is reimbursable. They will reimburse multiple receipts. So there are a lot of things that I will put on the funeral contract for the family to advance and make things easier for them. Other outside expenses like the cemetery or marker or possibly some travel can all be separate receipts, and they will send all those receipts in underneath one application. And it does matter who actually pays for those individual expenses are reimbursed and goes under one application, though. So even if there's three or four members of a family or friends that do end up providing payment, they do not apply individually. That has to go on one application. And then there are several funding vehicles that are used to pay for funeral expenses. The one big hurdle that we've come across that is something that needs to be made clear up front is crowdfunding is one of those expenses that is not reimbursable. I should say expenses.
Well, I get that because it wasn't your money. So if everybody else donated into the cause, then the cost has been covered, if you will. Otherwise, you'd end up profiting from it. So I guess there's some logic behind that. Charles Hitzman's on a phone line, the owner of Hitzman Funeral Home in Brookfield. And this is only if you die of COVID, too, though, right? I mean, it's not for anything else during the pandemic.
That is correct. It has to be from COVID or a COVID complication. So even if you did, quote unquote, recover from the actual COVID where you no longer have the virus, but it, caused adverse conditions with lungs or other organs, and the passing was ultimately from that, and they can say or relate that to the COVID that you had, It does qualify as a reimbursement.
So pneumonia, for instance.
So if you do have ongoing pneumonia that was a complication from having COVID, yes, that is applicable, but that concept or that verbiage needs to be stated on the death certificate that the pneumonia was a result having COVID.
And that's not your job either. Again, you're the funeral home. You're not the coroner or the attending physician or anything like that. So it's kind of out of your hands, I'm guessing.
Correct. I am on the middle person, though, however, that does work between the family and the doctor. It does fall within our responsibility to obtain that doctor's signature and cause of death on the death certificate. I have also had families that originally when this was new, doctors in the program doctors didn't know when the program wasn't in place. So case in point, there was pneumonia that was listed on the death certificate, and we have gone back at the request and the assistance of the family and the doctor have had that verbiage added to the certificate to amend the certificate so that way the families are reimbursed, because there are several complications that can be lingering from COVID that weren't directly addressed
early on. I get that. And you're in the western suburbs there, Brookfield, so I presume you're doing Cicero, LaGrange Park, Countryside, that area. Are people taking advantage of it? Have people been using this that way?
Almost every family that I have directly served has taken advantage of it. We did go back and immediately reach out to the families that we served that did have direct COVID passings and inform them so that way they could take advantage of the program. Realistically, the program was designed. I have had a few families that I have served multiple times within a six month to a year time frame, where it really did become a financial burden on the family because of the COVID passings.
What is what is the funeral services cost? What's the range there?
So I do provide services through my family funeral home. We can start out at costs with basic cremation costs, total expenses in the neighborhood of about $3,500 to $3,600 on the entry side, and we can provide elaborate services and merchandise where we can have expenses that go to $15,000, $16,000, $17,000 for complete expenses.
Well, that means that it would cover the entire cost or more than half of the cost for people. I'm flabbergasted by this. I'm fortunate enough to not have needed this service in my family. Everybody has been able to hang in there, and those that got it are doing okay. But I didn't realize that. And then I guess here's a distinction. Some people think that there's this movement afoot. In fact, one lawmaker in Illinois said that we should not pay the medical expenses for people who have not been vaccinated. Even if a person has not been vaccinated, I presume they're still eligible, the family, for this money, right?
Correct. Vaccination status has no play in this program.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting story. Charles Hitzman is the owner of the Hitzman Funeral Home in Brookfield, and it's a FEMA funding program to cover COVID costs, to cover the burial expenses for people that pass away from COVID, up to $9,000. Didn't know that. And nice to talk to you today, Charles. Thanks for all your help today.
Well, thank you for allowing me to assist others in making this program more well-known to assist them and their families.
Yeah, well, that's the idea, isn't it?